The Pharmaceutical Crime Podcast is brought to you by the Partnership for Safe Medicines, a nonprofit coalition of organizations focused on the safety of our drug supply. Learn more at safemedicines.org. And now, on to our episode. We've been warning about deadly sales of fake prescription pills made with fentanyl or meth for years. But they're not the only dangerous medicine online. Scammers are also using websites and social media to cash in on illicit sales of GLP-1 agonists, the new generation of weight loss drugs, and the results are bad for your health and your bank balance. The internet is full of counterfeits and compounded drugs sold as dupes for these medicines, and they're not always safe. In 2023, a woman in the UK found herself in the ER vomiting blood after injecting herself with semaglutide she'd purchased via Instagram. Closer to home, a Long Island woman has been charged with selling illegally imported weight loss medicines on TikTok, including a contaminated drug that caused one of her alleged victims to break out in lesions. And two nonprofits just released a report about a thriving industry of TikTok scammers who took thousands of dollars in payments for injectable GLP-1 drugs like Ozempic and Mounjaro but never delivered the goods. TikTok has stepped up community guidelines to address these schemes by adding specific language saying that promoting weight loss or muscle gain products is not allowed. Human moderators will assess content flagged by the platform's screening software and remove it when that's the right thing to do. It's a worthy effort, but scammers like these are persistent and you should always be on guard against them. These fakes can be so convincing that you could end up dying of fentanyl poisoning or injecting yourself with mold without any idea that you're risking your life. Don't take that chance. Protect yourself by buying FDA-approved medicine with a prescription from state-licensed U.S. pharmacies. Learn about buying your medicine safely on the FDA's Be Safe Rx page, and keep up with counterfeit medicine news on our website, safemedicines.org.